The best part is that as painful as this is, you get ice cream afterward. For most of human history, people were married to rivers in what we today call hydraulic societies. Waterways were providential for not just drinking water, but also for transportation, either in terms of boats for people, but also in terms of trade for goods. Most of the ancient civilizations were based on their access to rivers. The Nile in Egypt, the Tigris-Euphrates in Sumeria, the Yellow River in China, and so forth. With the domestication of the horse by Indo-European tribes, however, human beings could decouple from waterways and travel over vast areas of land for the first time. Indo-European horsemen lived in Central Asia and would eventually create the Silk Road from Anatolia all the way to China. It was only natural that the first postal systems would coincide with these horsemen. In Iran, there's something called the Oluz Mound. It's from 2,500 years ago, and archaeologists believe that it contains the remains of an ancient post office. Even into recorded history, Persia was known to have had a postal system very much like the old Pony Express in 19th century America. The Persian Emperor Xerxes had a very famous postal system too that Herodotus describes. He wrote, "There is nothing in the world that travels faster than these Persian couriers," adding, "Neither snow, nor rain, nor heat, nor gloom of night stays these couriers from the swift completion of their appointed rounds." You might recognize a permutation of that code as the slogan for the modern United States postal system. I was reading a biography on the Rothschilds, and in it, something strange jumped out. The biography went into the networking and connections of Meyer Amschel Rothschild in the 1700s, and how he made friends with the Thurn und Taxis family. This family created Europe's first modern postal system. According to the book, they got rich by steaming open letters and surreptitiously reading the contents. This provided them with many stock tips and business disclosures. They would share information with Rothschild, and he too benefited from this snooping. It occurred to me in reading this passage that the modern equivalent would be the internet. Tech oligarchs, like the Thurn und Taxis family, pretend they're ethical couriers of information, but in reality, they spy on customers, betray their trust, and make money doing so. The postal system was also like the modern internet insofar as it was the nervous system of a society. Information shot back and forth across its routes like electrical impulses over a country's nerves. Such a communication network is so important that when the Founding Fathers crafted the U.S. Constitution, they explicitly made provisions for a post office. They knew, as a nascent country, they would never survive if they didn't control their communications. As a result, it's mentioned multiple times in the document. In fact, it's mentioned more than even the army, which, by the way, the Founding Fathers didn't think was as critical as the postal system. Ben Franklin, by the way, was our first Postmaster General. The Founders created this position. They wanted the people to be in charge of such a communications network, so everyone knew who was in charge and who was accountable. Quick question. Who's in charge of the internet? Give me a name. Stumped? So am I. In the Wall Street Journal article, An Internet Giveaway to the UN, we read, "When the Obama administration announced its plans to give up U.S. protection of the internet, it promised the United Nations would never take control. But because of the administration's naivete, or arrogance, UN control is the likely result if the U.S. gives up internet stewardship as planned at midnight on September 30th. So Barack Obama, as one of his last acts upon leaving the White House, ceded all U.S. control over the internet. What country gives up control over its own communication system? Did the Persians? The Greeks? The Romans? Did the Founding Fathers in America outsource their postal system to, say, Brazilians? No. This is critical infrastructure, and is utterly necessary to the sovereign of a state. The Founders thought it was far more important than even an army. See Ted Cruz talk about it here.
Today, our country faces a threat to the internet, as we know it. In 22 short days, if Congress fails to act, the Obama administration intends to give away control of the internet to an international body akin to the United Nations. I rise today to discuss the significant irreparable damage this proposed internet giveaway could wreak not only on our nation, but on free speech across the world.
When the Constitution set forth the blueprints for America, it says, in Article 1, Section 8, that part of what it's setting out to do is to ensure the general welfare. It then gives a number of bullet points for what this means. There's the coinage of money, the regulation of trade with foreign countries, punishment of counterfeiters, and so forth. But one of the chief initiatives to ensure the general welfare was the establishment of a post office and post roads. So even our road systems were crafted with a view to how they would abet a postal system. Imagine the shock of the Founding Fathers if they'd been told that an outgoing president gave away all this critical infrastructure. He would kind of seem even worse than incompetent. Such an act would suggest nothing less than sabotage. CNN's Fareed Zakaria, in his book, The Post-American World, called Obama the first post-American president. He initially explained this by saying that Obama was a global figure and not really shaped by America's history or culture, nor particularly loyal to it as a nation state. We all assumed post-American meant after American. But now, seeing what he did to the new technological postal system, things are coming into darker shape. Post-American is taking on a sinister double meaning. If you're a conservative and a Christian who loves America and hates communism, have we got a show for you. The Ben Armstrong Show, presented by The New American, is a show filled with political commentary based on what's happening in America today. Check it out on thenewamerican.com.